It is the morning after with Neil Atkinson, Phil Blundell and Ted Gibbons, and John Gibbons as well. Everybody that you need. We are recording this at 8:30 in the morning. That's our intention, to get it recorded and out as soon as possible. We should be joined at some stage by Natalie Bromley, but I am not making any promises of that, as I haven't done it yet. But we're going to be looking to do this every single day, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. And then on Friday every week, I suspect there will actually be the Friday show. So isn't that good as well? But the idea is to look back on the previous day's games and look forward to the games that are to come, and hopefully, as I say, get a caller in from someone who can give us a perspective from another side. That's the plan. Let's see how it all works out. You could hear a little bit of Ted there getting stuck in. I think that was a proving of the plan in general from Ted. We will start then looking back, and we'll obviously start with Liverpool because that's our major thing. Waking up, John, it is just a bit of a disappointment, to be quite honest with you, that the curve of the week doesn't bend towards Wednesday now in quite as relentless a way.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it? Because just from a point of view, wanting to get it done, you know, as soon as possible, you know, I don't think anyone's going to be panicking yet. Certainly, they shouldn't be panicking yet. You know, you just have to have a look at the league table to remind yourself how brilliant it looks. But, you know, Wednesday night would have been brilliant. It would have been brilliant to do it on Wednesday. You know, we all had our Wednesdays planned and then maybe into our weekends planned and things like that. And that has to go on hold a little bit now, which is a shame. But Everton did all right, didn't they? They fought well. They had a couple of chances themselves. And although you don't want to drop points, you know, it will happen occasionally, even to this brilliant Liverpool side.
Phil, you sort of get the impression from the manager, and he would argue with this if I ever said it to him or he heard somebody say it, so let's clarify with that in mind. But you sort of get the impression with the manager that if you said to him every season, it's 4 points, Everton and Man United, you win the homes, you'll draw the aways, you suspect he would just take it because that's part of the way he sees football.
Yeah, it's probably spot on, to be honest. It's the away derby's been really interesting in him, because there was a lot of people watching that game of football, mostly neutrals, who were like, well, you know, this would be better if there was a crowd, or this would be better if it was just normal football or whatever. That was about as normal as a derby under Klopp could possibly have been. We go to Goodison, nothing happens. The referee blows his whistle at full time, bar one exception where Sadio Mane scored in the 94th minute. They've all taken the same pattern.